folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and have got some bluegrass music lined up for you to hear. And we're going to kick it straight off with Russell Moore and Third Time Out. The opening tune was one called Back Porch Bluegrass, so that's really the theme tune of this whole show. And Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, of course, myself on banjo, Alan James on bass, and Colin Watson on guitar. That was recorded in Australia in 1976. Well, this was recorded in 2009 by Russell Moore and Third Time Out, and it's the Big City Blues. City Blues, real funky bluegrass, and don't they do it really well? That was Russell Moore on the Third Time Out. In one of my trips to the USA to listen to bluegrass and meet up with friends, I went to a concert at the Freight and Salvage in just north of San Francisco there, and in Berkeley, and saw the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience, and it was a wonderful experience. David Grisman on mandolin, Samson Grisman, his son, on bass, Keith Little on banjo and a bit of guitar, Chad Manning on fiddle, Jim Nunnally on guitar, And they put on a wonderful program of music, and I bought the CD, of course. I don't think I got the T-shirt, but I had a wonderful night. And one of the songs on the CD, and I can't recall whether they actually did it on the night, is one called I'm Rolling On. And that was a tune that we learnt in decades ago with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from the Lilly Brothers version of the song. And we used to use it to finish our concerts with this tune, I'm Rolling On, and you'll hear the way David Crispin does it. Whereas one by one, we left the stage and we finally left Alan with the guitar by himself. And when he realised he was by himself, he rolled on and left the empty stage. And that was the way we finished the concert, which was pretty good fun at the time. I don't know if we're doing it now, but anyway, here's David Grisman and the Bluegrass Experience doing the tune I'm Rolling On.
I wish I was in the Southland, just sitting in a chair, with one arm around my old guitar and the other around your dear. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. Whether I'm in the country, whether I'm in the town, I've always got my old guitar, whether I'm up or down. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on. I'm sitting in the moonlight, as blue as I can be, strumming on my old guitar to get my poor hearties. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. Guitar as much as I love her. I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on,
I'm rolling on through life, just rolling on. I wish I was in the Southland, sitting in a chair, one arm around my old guitar, the other around.
Isn't that a good fun tune? Can you imagine us leaving the stage one by one? Oh, I laugh when I think about it now, but it was a great idea at the time and it's a perfect song for that. Well, I thought so anyway. We're going to have a banjo tune now and have an album called Dr. Banjo Steps Out. And that, of course, is Peter Wernick. And he is a doctor of sociology. He got his doctorate in the early 1970s and his sociology doctorate, as well as giving him the name of Dr. Banjo. He's been an astonishing teacher of banjo, jam sessions, bluegrass, right through the decades. He's had a huge influence in bringing people to banjo, and some of that was long after this tune was recorded. But it's lots of instrumentals when Dr. Banjo's stepping out here. We know Pete Wernick through his time, particularly with Hot Rise. They were a fine band, and he did a great job playing banjo. I've picked a tune that I think is a real New Zealand tune. It's one called Blueberry Ripple, and that to me would be the name of an ice cream. New Zealand is pretty good at doing ice creams, and we often have fruit shops that have ice cream stands, and you get your ice cream with real fresh fruit mixed with it. I can just imagine a blueberry mixed in with the ice cream and coming up with a great big blueberry ripple ice cream. And so I recommend them if you're travelling through New Zealand and you see a fruit shop and it says real fruit ice creams, go and see if they've got blueberry ripple. And so there was a banjo tune named after this. Pete Wernick did it. So let's have a listen to the banjo tune. He's got some people playing with him. Alan Sinauk, I can't say S-E-N-A-U-K-E. I don't know how you'd pronounce that. Great guitar player. Howie Tarnauer on mandolin. And Peggy Hayne on bass. I'm not very good at some of these names, am I? Never mind. I got Pete Wernick right, I think. Unless it's Wernick. I think it's Pete Wernick. And here we go with Blueberry Ripple. Sure if that reminds me of a blueberry ripple ice cream or not, but he's a fine banjo picker, and he had some neat interplay going on there with that mandolin for sure. That was really nice. Peter Wernick, Dr. Peter Wernick, and he's made a huge contribution to bluegrass music and introducing it to lots and lots of people. I'm really pleased about that. Well, in New Zealand, we've got a big event coming up. The young band You, Me, Everybody is touring New Zealand in early 2026 to promote their new album, Midnight, which is featuring bluegrass-infused folk music. That's a pretty good description. And here's some of their tour dates. If you can, go and see them. Support local music. They are fine musicians. They'll put on a great show, and you'll really enjoy it. On March the 12th, they're at the Meteor Theatre in Hamilton, and on March the 13th, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. And I can't believe that I will be away in Australia while those two dates are being played. I just can't imagine how they've managed to plan the tour with me being away. On March the 15th, they're at the Whangatau Hall in Whangatau near Warkworth. March the 20th at New Plymouth Little Theatre in New Plymouth. And then a little bit of a gap, April 11th at 116 Whangarei. And then a gap, and June the 27th at Barrytown Hall in Barrytown near Greymouth. Oh, that would be a great one to go to. I'd love to go down and see that. Fair way away, though. And July 1, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. So they're the venues that they're playing at. Tickets for these dates are currently on sale with various venue-specific booking sites available. So you just have to look up the You, Me, Everybody tour for the Midnight Album tour dates. You, Me, Everybody is, of course, Lawrence Fringos Rhodes and Sam Fringos Rhodes, his brother. Sam plays mandolin and fiddle. Lawrence plays guitar, and he even makes his guitars, which are beautiful. Nat Talkington on banjo, he from the Pippi Pickers. And Kim Bonington on guitar, she comes out of a career in country music. And Rob Henderson on bass. Rob's been converted to playing bluegrass on double bass and is a really good musician. They do a wonderful job playing quite complex music, and I'm going to play you a track now, and this is one called Heart of Stone, and this is from the new album Midnight. Sounds like this. You, Me, Everybody.
I look in the mirror, and what do I see? And I see a ghost looking at me. I look in the mirror, and what do I see? I see a shadow of what I used to be. And this old heart of stone beats mighty somber. This old heart of stone, some things they'll never change, like the way you feel on a bad, bad day. Ain't no use to sit and pine, ain't no use to wonder why. Just watch the sun rise and fall. I did my best, gave it all. Close my eyes and feel the pain. Tomorrow I'll be born again. So many battles, so much lost, everything gained, Lord, comes at a cost. So many miles and worn out shoes, but every footstep was honest and true. This old heart of stone beats mighty somber, and this old heart of stone. Bittersweet nostalgia's deep, the path is long, the path is steep. What lies ahead is not so clear. I hope I'm not consumed by fear. All or nothing, there's no way out. The stakes are high, full of doubt. chestnuts. I hope someday I see the light. Change like the way you feel on a bad, bad day. Ain't no use to sit in mine. Ain't no use to wonder why. Just watch the sun rise and fall. I did my best, gave it all. Close my eyes and feel the pain. Tomorrow I'll be born again.
Oh, they do things differently sometimes. I guess that's a folk music side of things. Great players, wonderful harmonies. Go and see the concert. You'll really enjoy it. That's You, Me, Everybody, right here in New Zealand, touring in March. And that will be exciting. Let's hear from the Northern Lights. That's a band from up the New England way, around Maine, I think. This is an album called New Moon, and it was a new moon 20 years ago. Ben DeMerith on lead vocals and guitar and mandolin. Bill Henry on guitar and lead and harmony vocals. John Daniel on bass. And Dave Dick on banjo, mandolin. And they do a real mixture of sounds, a little bit like You, Me, Everybody. But they also do some driving bluegrass. And here they are doing Blue Yodel number 4, Northern Lights.
Thank you.
Oh, that was the Northern Lights, and wouldn't that be a great song to watch them do on stage? Be able to hold your breath and do that, and that'd really get the audience going. That was excellent. That was the Blue Yodel number 4, a very inspired bluegrass version of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything to do with music, from a set of strings to a new Martin guitar, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They're all musicians. They can talk to you in ways that you understand and that they understand, and you'll come away with just what you want, I'm sure of it. They've been great at sponsoring music around Hamilton for the last 60 years. I'm delighted to be sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And the reason why this show comes from Hamilton, New Zealand, is way back in the mid-1960s, my friend Alan Rhodes and I played a little bit of folk music of the day, like the Kingston Trio, Brothers Four, and the New Christy Minstrels, and I was always attracted to banjo. And then we heard the Beverly Hillbillies theme song, and I said, that's how I want to play banjo. And found out there was a whole genre of music that came with that, and I've been immersed in it ever since, mostly through the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, but through a whole lot of other bands too. And these days with my sons, the Trendwiths, just playing our own brand of bluegrass. And digging into my supplies of CDs and LPs to put together a radio show that I hope you're going to enjoy, and come up with something that I'm sure there'll be something in there that you'd like to hear anyway. The show goes out on Access Radio to a whole bunch of different stations around New Zealand, Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Waira Rapa, that's the Lower North Island, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. They all take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Hello, if you're listening, give me a bit of a wave, but not if you're in